here we are on a Thursday, April the 18th, 2019, 16 minutes past the hour, heading right into the long Easter holiday. Hope you're having a great day. We're going to have a lot of fun today here on the Now program. We're going to do our trivia, which we did yesterday. And I've got some new trivia questions as well. So we're going to get started here in a moment. But don't forget, tomorrow, even though it is Good Friday, we're going to be live all day here on WWGH Radio, kicking off at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning with Over the Back Fence with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 11:10 a.m. The Weasel Show with Weasel Boy and myself, noon, Brandy Downs, Weasel, and Charlie Evers will be in for the Exchange Club, and then Charlie 1 to 3 tomorrow, giving away all kinds of great prizes. Now, tomorrow, being Good Friday, the office will be open 10 to 3 for prize pickup. And we've got a big announcement tomorrow on Good Friday, so you're going to want to tune in for that starting in the noon hour. Don't miss that for love or money. So let's get right into the trivia here. Okay. Here's a question that we've had left over for quite a while now, so we'll start with this one. What event dealing with candy started in Cleveland? It's a big event that goes on every year, and it has to do with candy. Now, it got its start in Cleveland, Ohio. Does anybody know what that is? 740-383-9944. Now, yesterday we introduced 10 questions that have to do with this station, so we'll continue on with these questions. What nationally known entertainer joined us live in person at the 2015 Marion County Fair at the WWGH booth? What nationally known figure joined us live in person during our broadcast from the 2015 Marion County Fair? That's one question. Question number two. Where did we broadcast from live in March of 2018? We did a live remote outside of the state of Ohio. Where did we go and broadcast live from in March of 2018, a little over a year ago? We have a new game show here on WWGH Radio called Clue Me In. Now, it started last month, and we've taped a couple episodes so far. Can anybody tell me who the first three panelists were on the Clue Me In shows? Did anybody listen to the Clue Me In shows? Who were the first three panelist? 740-383-9944. Legendary actress Park Overall, best known for her role on the TV series Empty Nest, was a guest on this program last week. And she told us during that interview that something had made her unhappy during the 7 years that Empty Nest was on the air. What made actress Park Overall unhappy during the 7 years that Empty Nest was on the air? I guess it made her unhappy because she was... It made her unhappy. It made the experience not as good as it could have been for her. What did Park Overall say made her 7 years on Empty Nest not a good experience? Legendary actor Bill Macy, who's on this show quite a bit, famous for his role as Walter Finley on the hit TV series Maude, he was on last month, and he said he was going to do something to celebrate his 97th birthday next month, in May. What did Bill Macy say he was going to do to celebrate his 97th birthday? Does anybody remember that? And our final question to do with WWGH Radio. When Shecky Green is on, and Shecky Green has been on this program a lot, legendary comedian Shecky Green, every time he's on, I have him tell what I say is the greatest talk show story in the history of talk shows. Can anybody tell me that story? You don't have to be exactly on, but just kind of give me the gist of the story that Shaky Greene tells every time he comes on the station, and I refer to it as the greatest talk show story in the history of talk shows. Does anybody know what that story is? 740-383-9944. Phone lines open, 22 minutes past the hour here on WWGH Radio. Now today we do have a Jags t-shirt to give away, size extra large. We do still have two passes to the Everyone in Harmony Marionaires performance at the Marion Palace Theater on Saturday, April 27th at 7 p.m. We still have a McDonald's extra value meal. We have two tickets to the Mamma Mia Here We Go Again show at the Sugarloaf Amphitheater, May 3rd or 10th, or May 2nd or May 9th. You just call ahead for reservations. So we've got all those prizes left. We've got a Jags coffee mug, a CRT coffee mug, or if you'd just like to call in and answer the questions, you can do that too. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answers to any of these questions? What is the funniest talk show story in the history of talk shows that Shecky Greene tells? What does Bill Macy, legendary actor, say he's going to do to celebrate his 97th birthday? What did actress Park Overall tell us made her unhappy during the 7 years she was filming the television series Empty Nest? Who were the first three panelists on the game show Clue Me In here on WWGH Radio? Where did we broadcast live from in March of 2018? It was outside the state of Ohio. Does anybody know where we broadcast live from? What nationally known figure joined us at the 2015 Marion County Fair, live and in person? Matter of fact, I think we have a picture of that somewhere here in the studio. Does anybody know who that was? And what event dealing with candy started in Cleveland, Ohio? It's an event that goes on every year, started in Cleveland, Ohio. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, at the fair, was it Ted Williams?
Yes, the 2015 Marion County Fair was Ted Williams. That was right after he announced he was running for president, and his first campaign stop was at our booth at the Marion County Fair.
I thought it was him. Okay.
Yes. Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right. We've already got one knocked out here. The man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. He was the nationally known figure who showed up at the 2015 Marion County Fair. I remember when Ted announced he was going to run for president. He did that on this show, and he showed up at the Marion County Fair in 2015 and did an interview with us. All right. We've got that one down now. Does anybody know what event dealing with candy started in Cleveland, Ohio? It's an event that we do and celebrate every year. What event dealing with candy started in Cleveland, Ohio? Where did this station broadcast live from in March of 2018? It was outside the state of Ohio. Where were we at? Who were the first three panelists on the game show Clue Me In? We just taped these about a month ago. Does anybody know who were the first three panelists on the game show Clue Me In? Why was actress Park Overall, in an interview I just did last week here on the station, why was she so unhappy during the run of her TV series Empty Nest? For the 7 years it was on, she said something made her very unhappy. She wasn't able to enjoy it as much as she would like to have. Bill Macy, Walter Finley from the hit TV series Maude, how did he say he was going to celebrate his 97th birthday next month? Shecky Greene, legendary comedian, every time Shecky Greene is on this station, I have him tell what I think is the funniest story in the history of talk shows. Can anybody kind of tell me what that story is that Shecky Green tells every time he's on this station? 740-383-9944. Those are some of the questions we have on the table today. Now, as I said earlier on, I came up with some more questions. I think I came up with six other questions that don't have to do with the station here. They're just trivia questions. So I'll give you a few of these and see if we come up with any answers here today. Okay, this is a fun question because I remember this very well. In the 1980s, USA Today, the national newspaper, had a contest. They were looking for somebody, a very well-known person, who had disappeared. And what USA Today newspaper did was, they gave a clue about this person. And what happened was, if you knew the answer to the clue, you mailed it in to the USA Today newspaper. And then all the people who got the clue right about who the missing person was were entered into a drawing to win a prize. And the interesting thing behind this was, everybody who got the clue right, one day in the USA Today newspaper, they had all the names of all the people who got the clue right. Now, the question I'm asking is, who was the person who was lost? Who were they trying to find? That's the question. In the 1980s, the USA Today newspaper had a contest looking for a very well-known person. I'm sure you know who they are. Who was that well-known person that USA Today newspaper was looking for? That's one question. Here's another one. This has an Ohio aspect to it. Dave Thomas, legendary founder of Wendy's Restaurants, when he opened up the first Wendy's on Broad Street in Columbus, right across the street from the old Kosai, he had a menu, a very basic menu, at his restaurant, his first restaurant. And there was one item that he had to take off the menu that has never ended up back on a Wendy's menu. What was the item that Dave Thomas had to take off the menu of Wendy's because it wasn't selling very well? Now remember, it was the original menu. So you've got to tell me what item Dave Thomas put on the original menu of Wendy's, and yet, because it didn't sell, they took it off. Does anybody know that? Now I'll give you one more new question. Colonel Sanders, legendary fried chicken pioneer, revolutionized the fast food industry when he came into it. What did Colonel Sanders bring to the fast food industry that changed it forever? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. So the three new questions are, what did Colonel Sanders bring to the fast food industry that changed it forever? What item on the original Wendy's menu had to be removed because it wasn't selling very well? Dave Thomas took it off the menu. The original Wendy's on Broad Street down in Columbus, right across the street from the old Kosai. What menu item did not sell very well and had to be removed? It was on the original menu at Wendy's. Does anybody know that? In the 1980s, when USA Today did their contest looking for a famous person, who were they looking for? Who was USA Today looking for? This person who was lost. 740-383-9944. And again, the prizes are here for us. We've got the Jags t-shirt. We've got the extra value meal to McDonald's. We've got the tickets to the Marionettes concert here at the Palace Theater on April 27th. We have got tickets to Mamma Mia in Chillicothe, Ohio. We have got the CRT insulated coffee mug. We have got the Jags high performance coffee mug. Or if you just want to call in and answer the question, that's what we're looking for. What did Colonel Sanders bring to the fast food industry that revolutionized it? What was on the original menu at Wendy's restaurant that Dave Thomas took off because it didn't sell very well? And what person was lost in the 1980s and the USA Today newspaper did a contest trying to find this person? Who was that person? Does anybody know who it is? A well-known person. Also, can you tell me the story that Shecky Green, comedian, tells every time he's on the station? We call it the funniest story in talk show history. Bill Macy, Walter Finley from Maud, who's on quite a bit. How did he say he was going to celebrate his 97th birthday? What did actress Park Overall say made her unhappy during the 7 years that her TV series Empty Nest was on the air? What made Park Overall unhappy? In March of 2018, where did this station broadcast from? It was somewhere outside of the state of Ohio. Does anybody remember where we broadcast from? Who were the first three panelists on the game show Clue Me In on this station? Does anybody know that? What event dealing with candy started in Cleveland, Ohio? Most everybody knows about this event, and it's celebrated every year. What event dealing with candy started in Cleveland, Ohio? 34 minutes past the hour, 25 minutes left before the top of the hour. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answers to any of the questions today? Or is everybody watching the news right now? As I guess the Mueller report has come out. I see all the news channels covering it. Is anybody out there? All kinds of news coming out. Is anybody still with us, or is anybody out there listening? 740-383-9944, 35 minutes past the hour. What event dealing with candy started in Cleveland, Ohio, every year? Where did we broadcast from in March of 2018? Who were the first three panelists on the game show Clue Me In? What did actress Park Overall say stopped her from enjoying the 7 years she was on the television series Empty Nest? What did actor Bill Macy, Walter from the hit TV series Maud, how did he say he was going to celebrate his 97th birthday coming up next month? Does anybody know the story that Shecky Green tells? Legendary comedian, we call it the funniest story in talk show history. Who was lost in the 1980s that USA Today newspaper was trying to find? What was on the original menu for Wendy's restaurant that Dave Thomas took off the menu because it was not selling very well? Does anybody know the item that was on the original menu of Wendy's restaurant that Dave Thomas took off because it wasn't selling very well? How did Colonel Sanders, the legendary Colonel Harlan Sanders from Kentucky Fried Chicken, how did he revolutionize the fast food industry? What did Colonel Sanders do? 740-383-9944 should let you know that the Adam the Computer Guy show coming up from 2:10 to 3 p.m. today here on WWGH Radio every Tuesday and Thursday. Go ahead, caller.
He provided napkins.
Well,
up until that time, people had to use their shirt sleeves.
Well, you know, with all that finger-licking good chicken, you know, there probably were napkins needed in those restaurants. He was an interesting guy. I watched a biography on him once. You know, he didn't get started in that industry till he was like in his 60s or something.
Well, that's the place to start. I mean, don't fool around with stuff like that when you're younger. Then you have to run it that much longer.
That's. I think he lived to be like 90 or something.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure. But hey, Scott, everybody's out in the grocery store buying eggs.
Well, that is true. You know, Easter coming up, there has been a run at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. There's been just so much stuff going on here in the last few days. I forgot Good Friday was tomorrow.
Yeah, but there are a lot of people out in the stores. I can attest to that. Ham and eggs.
Ham, you know, and ham, I think, in most places is on sale right now. I don't know how they get the price of ham so low. That doesn't happen at Thanksgiving.
Well, you buy it now and then put it in your freezer for Thanksgiving.
I guess so. Are you doing anything special for Thanksgiving?
Yes, I'm putting on the feed.
Oh!
I was telling the gal in the grocery store, I said, Grandma's doing it this holiday because usually the kids all invite Grandma over, you know, for different holidays. But somehow they seem to feel that I should do Easter, and so I just do it. So.
Now, do you prepare anything special, like a special thing that you do?
Well, not particularly, but we are having cracked chicken, because that's just, everybody likes cracked chicken so well.
Now, what's cracked chicken?
Well, you put your chicken in the crock pot, you know, like chicken breast and all that, and then you lay a couple cakes of cream cheese on top of that, and then you sprinkle a couple containers of your dry ranch dressing mix on top of that, and put it on low, and everybody's just crazy about it, so.
Well, that sounds awful good. Now, do you bread the chicken when you do that?
No, it just has the cream cheese flavor. Well, you know, when it's finished, then you take a fork and you break it all up and eat it like that, but you got your cream cheese in there and then, of course, ranch dressing. Not too many people that don't care for that, but, you know, it's just, I just stumbled onto it on the computer, and everybody loves it, so that's what I'm having.
You know what I can't figure out? I've seen a lot of people buying rhubarb this week. Now, I don't know what about Easter calls for a lot of rhubarb.
Well, I'm not sure that I equate it with Easter, but I wanted to tell you, you were talking about that one day, and Scott, I don't know how many people out there do this, but I've done it for years, and it's one of my favorite ways other than rhubarb pie. I bring my rhubarb in and cut it up and sauce it, you know, just make sauce out of it. And while it's still hot, then I dump in a container of, I use the diet Jell-O strawberry. I dump that in there and I mix that up, and then I put it in the refrigerator to set. And that's very easy, and the sweetness in the strawberry Jell-O, I don't know if I said Jell-O, the sweetness in the strawberry Jell-O, you know, flavors it.
Well, you know, people don't understand. Matter of fact, I made that dish last night, which is just a tub of Cool Whip, mm-hmm. a tub of cottage cheese, mm-hmm. and the dry packet of whatever sugar-free Jell-O you want to use.
Right.
And that packet, even though it is sugar-free, it doesn't have a weird aftertaste, and it does sweeten the dessert. And,
right.
And you know, something else to put in that good, if you're really watching your sugar or you're watching your carbohydrate intake, the fruit that has the least carbohydrates in it is mm-hmm. strawberries.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so
generally I've put either pineapple or the mandarin orange in it when I make it, but yeah, that does sound good, especially if you're using strawberry Jell-O.
Yeah, well, you know what I do is sometimes I'll make the concoction up with cottage cheese and whipped cream, because whipped cream kind of sweetens the cottage cheese.
Right.
And then I'm going to put this whole strawberries in, I'll buy one of the good-sized containers of strawberries, cut the tops off, wash them, and then I'll just dump the strawberries in without any Jell-O. Because the strawberries kind of sweeten it a little bit anyway.
Right.
And then
right.
It's kind of a pretty delicious thing, in my opinion.
How could it not be, unless you didn't like cottage cheese, perhaps? But
you know, my problem with Easter, here's my big dilemma with Easter, though, because Easter is the big deviled egg holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't do deviled eggs because,
why?
Well, here's what happens when I try to do deviled eggs every single time. I know how to do them, but this happens every time. I get 12 eggs, because I love deviled eggs.
Uh-huh.
So I get the 12 eggs, and I boil them, obviously. And then I put them in the strainer, in the sink.
Uh-huh.
And then I take out the middle. And I put it with the Miracle Whip, and I put it with the mustard, and I stir that all around. And then I try to take, well, I guess the problem is when I try to take the shell off, I crack the white thing. The covering.
Are you using older eggs? Now, don't use fresh ones.
Well, I've heard that, but I don't know. Do I just look at the expiration date?
Well, you know, I buy my eggs a couple weeks ahead of time, and then I use the older ones as opposed to maybe the eggs that I bought today. And also, they do putting baking soda in your water when you're boiling. I've tried that. I don't know whether it helps, but there's nothing more aggravating than busting up your white because it just ruins them.
Well, this is what I end up, because I end up with... because it wouldn't be called the shell, what, just the coating, the egg coating, I guess?
Oh, that skin or that...
Yeah, what is that, what is the area between the shell and the yellow, the yolk, what is that area called on an egg?
I don't know what the name of it would be, but I know what you're talking about, but have you ever put your egg back down in your cold water... and try to maybe work it off a little, too. Sometimes that helps.
I'm going to have to, because what I always end up with is just a big bowl of the filling.
Well, I'm making some this weekend, too, because my kids, they're crazy. There's never any deviled eggs left.
No.
And I just say a small prayer.
Well, that's right. Well, see, and then what ends up happening is I end up eating the filling, because I say, what kind of project was this if I don't have anything to eat? So then I just eat the filling with a spoon, and then I get sick that night, and I think, oh, that wasn't a good idea.
Oh.
So that'll be my Easter story. Maybe I should go in another direction. I don't know. Is there anything you can wipe that filling on besides the egg yolk or the egg thing?
Wipe it on.
Maybe I could, I don't know what I would put it on.
Well, wouldn't you use it kind of like in place of where you would use guacamole or something like that? I don't know if you can use it as a dip.
Oh, like a chip.
A chip dip, yeah.
Like a chip dip. Well, that might taste good.
There
because
you go.
It's got a sweet... But before I let you go, one of my big pet peeves is, you know, people who think Miracle Whip is mayonnaise. You know, they do... If you go to a restaurant and you ask for mayonnaise... they're going to bring you Miracle Whip.
Yeah.
I don't know how
that's that... salad dressing.
Right. How did that get all intertwined?
Because they look alike. I mean, face it, they all look alike, and so we just tend to assume. But no, there's definitely a difference. Have you ever made homemade mayonnaise?
No, how do you do that?
Well, you got to get your blender out, and then you have to pour your oil in at the same time you're pouring... what else is it you put in? I can't even remember now. But you're pouring them in simultaneously, and then it mixes it up. Isn't that funny? I can't remember what you pour in with your oil.
Huh. Well, I would think making homemade mayonnaise would be very complicated.
Well, the biggest thing is that to get it to blend just right, because if you don't get those to mix up equally or at the same speed, then it can be screwed up. But isn't that something? I can't... Well, for heaven's sakes, maybe it's vinegar. Maybe that's why.
You know, vinegar's...
I'll have to go Google that, Scott.
You know, when I'm making my deviled eggs, vinegar is good to clean off the counters.
Yeah.
Boy, it can take out anything.
Well, it can also, if you put a little of that on your hands after you've peeled onions, that helps to, do that, too, if you got onion fingers.
You know, one of the funny things is sometimes when I have a hot dog, the best way I enjoy eating a hot dog, if I'm going to eat one, is I like to put mayonnaise on, real mayonnaise, not
mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, yeah. I like to put real mayonnaise on the hot dog, and then some chopped up onions.
Okay.
No, it tastes good.
Okay.
And then I spread some of the egg yolk that I have left from my deviled egg mess. I spread that right on top, and we're
all... Well, do consider using it as a dip this time, because, well, I will say a small prayer. Before I do mine, I'll say, and you be at Scott's house, and dear Lord,
I'll let everybody know how it turns out Monday, but I'll tell you what.
Okay, Scott.
I've got a 90% failure on this, so it's going to be a bad thing.
Not this time.
All right. Well, thank you. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, too.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944, 47 coming up on 48 minutes past the hour. Does anybody know how to do deviled eggs properly? Does anybody want to weigh in on this? Or does anybody know why so many people are having rhubarb for Easter? What's the deal with rhubarb and Easter? I don't know. 740-383-9944. And our trivia questions are still withstanding here. Does anybody know what Colonel Sanders did that revolutionized the fast food industry? Colonel Sanders introduced something to the fast food industry that kind of revolutionized it. What item did Dave Thomas take off the original menu at Wendy's restaurant because it wasn't selling well? Does anybody know what that particular item was? Go ahead, caller.
I'm wondering if it's a drive-thru window for Colonel Sanders.
Not the drive-thru. He didn't invent the drive-thru, but it's definitely something that was in the restaurant.
All right, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
What did Colonel Sanders bring to the restaurant, the fast food industry, that revolutionized it? This is one of the things he brought to the industry that changed it forever. And a matter of fact, I mean, I can't say this for sure, but I'm pretty sure every KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, had one of these. I think you had to have one. So, what did Colonel Sanders bring to the fast food industry that changed it forever? That's what we want to know. Hey, you're on the air, WWGH Radio. Go ahead. Oh, maybe that wasn't an on-air call. If that's you and want to call in, if that was you, give us a call back, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What did Colonel Harlan Sanders, the founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken, bring to the fast food industry that changed it forever? And I believe every KFC had to have one of these. What was it? What did Dave Thomas, the founder of Wendy's, take off the original menu at Wendy's restaurant because it wasn't selling very well? Now, I will tell you, the Frosty was on the original menu. The hamburger was on the original menu. But there was an item on the original menu at Wendy's restaurant, the original Wendy's on Broad Street in Columbus, right across the street from the original Kosai, which is no longer there, and the Wendy's is no longer there either. What item did Dave Thomas take off the Wendy's... Isn't that funny? I just lost the word. Take off the Wendy's menu. What item did Dave Thomas take off the original Wendy's menu because it wasn't selling very well? What person was lost in the 1980s and USA Today newspaper tried to find this person? Who was that? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about chili?
Not chili. You know, I don't think chili was on the original menu.
Wow, I would have thought that for sure.
Yeah, good guess, though.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, the question is, what was on the original menu at Dave Thomas's Wendy's on East Broad Street in Columbus? What was on the original menu that was later taken off because it wasn't selling very well? Could have ended up there. Does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
How about hot dogs?
Not hot dogs. That's a good guess, though.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Not hot dogs. Now, I will tell you that Frosties were on the original menu. The Frosties always been on the menu. The hamburger, the square hamburger, was on the menu. But there was something that was on the original menu at Wendy's that they had to take off because it wasn't selling very well. What was that item that was on the original menu at Wendy's that they had to take off because it wasn't selling very well? That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
How about fish?
Not fish. I don't know. Does Wendy's sell fish now?
I don't think they do.
I don't think they do. I think still the only place that really sells fish is McDonald's.
McDonald's, yep.
Yeah, yeah. No, it wasn't fish, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Not fish. Like I say, the original menu, and Dave Thomas was the only one who worked there. He might have had other employees, but he was the main person who worked there. At the original Wendy's, which a lot of people don't know, was on Broad Street in Columbus, Ohio. No longer there, unfortunately. But there was something on the menu that he took off because it didn't sell well. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, was it chicken?
Not chicken.
Oh, okay.
No, good guess, though.
All right.
This item was on the original menu of Wendy's restaurant, and it's no longer there. Now, I often wonder, if they brought it back today, would it go over? Maybe. But the original menu at Wendy's restaurant was very basic. It was hamburgers. It was Frosties. I imagine French fries, maybe. I don't know if French fries were on the menu or not. Go ahead, caller.
How about pizza?
Not pizza, but that's a good guess.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. A lot of good guesses here today. What was on the original menu at Wendy's restaurant? If you would have an original menu from Wendy's restaurant from Broad Street in Columbus, Ohio, this item would be on the menu. But Dave Thomas removed it from the menu because it wasn't selling very well. And actually, Dave used to tell a funny story and say he ate a lot of these because they could never sell them. Go ahead, caller.
Was it donuts?
Not donuts.
All right, thank you.
Not donuts, but that was Dave Thomas's funny story. Dave Thomas said that he had to take them off the menu because nobody was buying them, and then he would end up having to eat them all. So what was removed from the menu? Now, I think today, honestly, if you put it on the menu, it probably would go over again. Maybe. Well, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. It might. It depends, I guess. It's one of those fickle items, I guess. Some people like, some people don't. Go ahead, caller.
Was it potato chips?
Not potato chips.
All right.
No, not potato chips. What was on the original menu at Wendy's restaurant that Dave Thomas made the decision to take off the original menu because it wasn't selling enough, and a lot of them were being left over, and he had to eat them. Does anybody know what Colonel Harlan Sanders, the founder of KFC Restaurant, the revolution that he brought to the fast food industry? What did Colonel Sanders bring to the fast food industry that changed the fast food industry forever? A matter of fact, like I said, I think every Kentucky Fried Chicken would have had to have had one of these. What did Colonel Sanders bring to the fast food industry? Does anybody know who was lost in the 1980s that USA Today went looking for? Go ahead, caller.
On the Colonel Sanders question, was it, pressure cooker?
That's what it was, the pressure cooker.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, because the deal was, everybody always said, how are you going to make chicken fast? Well, he did it with the pressure cooker.
Good deal.
Yep, thank you.
All right, Scott, have a good day.
Bye. That's what Colonel Sanders brought to the fast food industry, the pressure cooker, because McDonald's and there were a couple other fast food places before Kentucky Fried Chicken, although it was early. The deal was, well, how could you cook fried chicken quickly at a fast food place? He used a pressure cooker. Now, I don't think they do that anymore, but there you go. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about onion rings?
Oh, onion rings. No, not onion rings. Thank you, though.
Sure.
This question is making me very hungry. Oh, by the way, I have a pressure cooker now. I never used to have a pressure cooker. So I don't know what I should cook in this thing, though. Do I just pour vegetable oil in there and start throwing things in? It's digital, but I don't know. I've never really used a pressure cooker. I heard they can explode, though. Maybe the new ones aren't like that. I don't know. Does anybody have any good pressure cooker recipes? 740-383-9944. I love the apple butter, though. I love the homemade apple butter. I love apple butter of any kind, and I never find it when I go shopping. I remember one day, one of our listeners, God bless him, brought me a jar of apple butter. That was one of the best surprises. Oh, I had that around. But you do apple butter sparingly because you don't want to waste it all. You can't, like, make an apple butter sandwich because that's too much apple butter at one time. So I ate it on crackers. Hey, I wonder if that deviled egg concoction, the stuff that goes in the middle of the deviled egg that I always have a lot left of, would go good on, like, a Ritz cracker. Maybe I could serve that deviled egg stuff on a Ritz cracker and not tell people it was deviled egg stuff. Do you think people would notice that? It's got to have a better name than deviled egg stuff, though. What could we call it? Deviled's a bad idea. That's a bad word for Easter. We should not call them deviled eggs on Easter, should we? What can we call these eggs? We can't call them Easter eggs because those are colored eggs. I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, fried chicken.
Fried chicken? Oh, is that the... No, not fried chicken.
Okay.
Thank you.
While I got you on the line...
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
You're talking about peeling your eggs. After you cook them, I roll them between my hands, let them cool down a little bit, and I roll them between my hands, turn the cold water on, and you peel the eggs underneath that water, and it'll come right off. But like the lady said, you don't want to use fresh eggs because you're just going to pick little pieces of the shell off.
So
I would think in between the egg and the shell would be the membrane.
Yeah, that probably is what it is, the egg membrane. And what I should do, I got to get eggs that are a couple weeks old.
Yeah, you don't want fresh. Just go to the store now and buy eggs. You want to buy them a week or two ahead of time.
Right, and then I peel them under cold water.
Yes.
I will give that a try. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right.
I'll take any help with these deviled eggs. I'll tell you, I've had problems with that for years and years. But now I have a whole thing about the deviled egg insides. I'm just going to put that out on a Ritz cracker. We can have one more call in this hour. We'll be coming back next hour, by the way, in 10 minutes. 740-383-9944. We're going to have one more guess on what Dave Thomas, that seems to be the popular question. What did Dave Thomas, founder of Wendy's at Broad Street in Columbus, Ohio, what did he have on the original menu at Wendy's that he had to take off because it wasn't selling very well? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944, about 30 seconds left here before the break. We've got the tickets to Mamma Mia. We've got the tickets to the Marionettes, April 27th at the Palace Theater. We've got a McDonald's Extra Value Meal, CRT Insulated Coffee Mug, Jags Coffee Mug. We've got a Jags Extra Large T-shirt. Any guesses here in our final 30 seconds? 740-383-9944. Don't forget, Adam the Computer Guy coming up at 2 o'clock today, but we've got a whole another hour to go, so stick with us. Go ahead, caller.
I just lost my thinking. Oh, gosh.
No, call back.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. No problem there. We're going to break. We'll be back in 10 minutes. Stay tuned.
To legendary zoologist from The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and Conan O'Brien, Jim Fowler.